It's Friday. We want you to dig deep on the internet, but we want you to find quality stuff, which is why we have Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about art you don't see in museums that you can find online or elsewhere. Sean.
Hi.
Our Friday Five. Let's start with number one.
Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer wins TV this week. Her show Inside Amy Schumer came back, got a million views the first episode. She walks out on the red carpet, and she was right behind Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, and she just ate it on the red carpet in front of them for no reason and shocked everyone. And she wins the internet, where she uploaded like three of her finest sketches from her first episode. One of them is about aging out as a woman in Hollywood, and it co-stars Tina Fey, Patricia Arquette, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and it's real funny.
Well, is there anything you can do to delay it?
I mean, you can try, but it only makes it worse. Like those Real Housewives. They try to look young, but then they end up looking like a purse that melted in a car accident.
Yeah. They look like when a kid draws a face on its hand.
But what about men? Like, who tells men when it's their last day?
Clooney.
They're talking about Clooney. It's wonderful, and the whole show, the first episode of the new season is amazing.
Can you top that, number two?
Two.
This illustrator, Dan Hipp, posted to Twitter on Monday a three-panel comic illustration of basically his reaction to the new Star Wars teaser. And in the first panel, it's him as an adult on his laptop. In the second panel, it's the shot of Han Solo, like a grown-up, an older Harrison Ford, and an ageless Chewbacca in that scene at the end of the trailer where they say,
yep.
Chewie, we're home, he says to Chewie. And then the third panel, it's just him as like a little boy smiling ear to ear. It's really beautiful.
I remember where I was when the first movie came out. It was like a time machine to see those trailers. That is absolutely true. Number three.
Three.
YouTube celebrated its 10th anniversary this week, and to celebrate it, they just simply pointed to the first video ever uploaded to YouTube.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. And the cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks, and that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
So they chose elephants because they were worried that smaller animals wouldn't read on YouTube.
I don't know if they chose anything. It's got 19 million views. It's obviously an unremarkable video, but that's what makes it remarkable.
10-year anniversary, an epic, an eon in internet time.
Totally. Little did he know.
Number four.
Four.
Number four, the best Vine I've ever seen. You got to see it at thetakeaway.org, but it's 6 seconds, as they all are. It's a guy playing a little bit of guitar for his golden retriever, and then his golden retriever takes his hand and says, stop playing, but it's beautiful. The dog.
So the dog shuts him down.
Is just like, shut up, don't play any Sam Smith right now. And it's hypnotic. You'll need to watch it 20 times when you watch it.
Because he wants a dog treat. Number five.
Because he hates Sam Smith, like we all do. Number five.
Five.
Rihanna dropped a new song this week, and the internet loved it.
I'd rather be smoking weed whenever we breathe, every time you kiss me. Don't say that you miss me. Just come get me.
So it's called James Joint, and she posted it in celebration of 420, which was this week, of course.
Yeah, my 13-year-old told me about that.
The best part is she posted it on 421. Presumably because she was too busy celebrating and forgot.
Yeah.
Like because she was high.
Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast about the kind of art you don't see in museums, but we get him on Friday. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.